everyone, and welcome to our Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. On a Thursday here, it's Dallas week, and we are one day closer to Sunday's NFC East showdown. The Eagles and the Cowboys. We've got a busy, busy show for you, great show for you, that we will get to in just a moment. You just heard Chip Kelly speak, of course, about Michael Vick and the possibility of him playing on Sunday. The general feeling out there is that Nick Foles will be the guy. We'll tell you that in here, that decision has not been made. So the Eagles very much keeping open the possibility that Vic will feel better and get a shot. In the meantime, Foles takes the first team reps at the quarterback position as the Eagles get ready for this game. Let's get you caught up on today's headlines. Again, Chip Kelly meeting the media and saying that possibly Vic will practice more today, step up his involvement in practice. A lot of that, of course, depends upon Vic and how he's feeling, and you kind of just feel it out as you go along in the practice periods. Now, Fletcher Cox has really started to make his move, adjusting to the five-technique defensive end. Big game on Sunday against Tampa Bay with five quarterback pressures. Really had quarterback Mike Glennon on the move. That keyed the Eagles in the second half. The Eagles defense allowing just 3 points in that game. Now, Cox is going to have to be a big-time player because the Cowboys' passing game is dynamic, and Kelly spoke about the wide receivers and the tight ends and the challenge that they present to the Eagles' secondary. Coming up in the show, Brent Celek, Eagles tight end, and analyst Ike Reese join us in the studio. We also will get you caught up with our pre-snap read, our fantasy spin, and so much more to get to. On Sunday, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Our coverage begins at 11 o'clock with our Eagles Television Network lineup, and then at 12:30, the kickoff show, which gets us ready to go for kickoff against the Cowboys. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about everything that's happening with this football team. And I guess first, though, to get you kind of in the mood, might be a good idea here. It is Eagles and Cowboys week. We all do understand that the Cowboys are the number one rival for most fans. And it's been a storied, entertaining, and at times exasperating series. We take a look at the Eagles-Cowboys series in this week's Vantage Point.
The Eagles-Cowboys rivalry basically goes back forever.
This is my favorite rivalry in sports, hands down. I know some people have the Giants as their most hated team. There's nothing that compares for me to the Cowboys in terms of hatred, sports hatred.
Eagles Cowboys is the ultimate rivalry in this city. Any sport, any time, that's the one.
I remember back to that weasel Tom Landry on the sideline with his fedora, and he's Mr. Nice Guy, yet he's rubbing it in your face when he's up 35 points. People tend to forget that kind of stuff. I don't.
I mean, there was Leroy Jordan, who was middle linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, threw a very famous cheap shot elbow into the face of Timmy Brown and knocked out a whole bunch of Timmy's teeth, gave him a concussion.
I remember the cheap shots. Dennis Thurman, who was one of the dirtiest players, laying out Harold Carmichael, breaking his streak.
When I first got to Philadelphia back in the early 80s, I heard a lot about the Eagles and the Cowboys rivalry. I just didn't understand how big it was until my rookie season, coming out the tunnel, and you know, I'm looking around, as I always do, at Harold Carmichael, because to me, he was the guy in 82. And I'm looking up in his eyes, and he's, you know, you could see the tears welling up in his eyes. And right then, I knew that there was something big about this rivalry, and I needed to strap it on tight when it was time to play the Cowboys.
January 11th, 1981, Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys at a jam-packed veteran stadium.
I thought that the NFC Championship game was probably the best home field advantage I think I've ever seen for an NFL game. I don't think I've ever felt a stadium that was more electric. I don't think I've ever seen a team that was more ready to play than the Eagles were. that day.
I'm a little kid sitting in the stands freezing that day. I'm watching the game and I see the Eagles, they come out in their white jerseys. And if you remember back then, the Cowboys hated wearing the blue jersey. It was some kind of, it was in their head, okay? And Jim Murray, who was the general manager at the time, had the idea, put the Eagles in white where they typically wear green at home, put the Cowboys in blue. Let's play with their heads a little bit.
Now the odds makers made the Cowboys the favorites in that game, even though the game was in Philadelphia. And if you looked at it on paper and you matched them up player for player, it's fair to say the Cowboys were a better team. They had more talent. But on that day, walking into that stadium, you just felt they had no chance to win.
Dick Vermeil talked to his team the night before and told them that he believed in them. And this game was going to be their game. This was the game that was going to launch them. And every man on that team believed.
Let's face it, the Cowboys were the team that the Eagles, it just seemed like you couldn't get past them. And to have them now in an NFC Championship game to get to the ultimate game was just poetic.
What Dick preached to his players, look, if we're, for us to get to where we want to go as a football team, we have to beat the Dallas Cowboys. That's the team that stands in our way.
Early in the game, they were pounding away at Tony Dorsett. But the big thing, the big moment of that game occurred in the first quarter.
Wilbert Montgomery, who'd been banged up that whole year. I mean, you look at the amount of touches he had that season, it's no wonder he was banged up. Is he going to play? Isn't he? The whole lead up.
Jaworski gives off inside, running with Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! Wilbert Montgomery! Montgomery explodes on the right side, and the Eagles have scored first.
If there's one play from that game that always comes to mind, and that will be the highlight that is forever shown, it will be that run by Wilbert Montgomery.
Boom. I mean, off tackle, gone. The place erupts, and literally the game was over after Wilbert's run.
And as I saw that number 31 disappear in the end zone, I knew, and everybody in the Delaware Valley knew, it was only the first quarter, but all of us knew that the Eagles were headed to Super Bowl 15.
It's October 8th, 2006. It is the return of Terrell Owens as a Dallas Cowboy to the link.
Terrell Owens, as a talk show host, I guess I don't have to tell anybody, but he was gold to us.
That's one player who was so loved by Philadelphia fans, but he did so many things wrong to turn people off.
Everybody is riled up, ready to give number 81 a very hard time.
ESPN sent me into the parking lot across the street from Lincoln Financial Field just so we could soak up and feel the atmosphere. There were piles of number 81 Cowboys jerseys around the parking lot, and people were doing all kinds of things to those jerseys that I don't want to talk about on camera.
You can just feel the electricity in this place.
I know that the people behind the bench, the Dallas Cowboy bench, just abused him.
Bledsoe takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep for Owens, and it is intercepted. It is intercepted. Leaping up and coming down with the football is Lito Shepard.
But the Eagles did a good job. They knew how to frustrate him, and they did.
32 seconds left. The Cowboys are out of timeouts, and the Cowboys are 6 yards away from tying the game. Bledsoe back. He looks, fires for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted! Running with the football down the left sideline to the 50,
it's over.
40, 30, 20. It's Lito Shepard raising the ball as he dives into the end zone.
Lito Shepard goes 102 yards, interception, touchdown, pick six, farther than the length of the football field. Again, I was on the Eagles sideline, standing on the Eagles, near the Eagles bench, and then the PA announcer plays the Boz Scaggs song, Lito.
Lito, whoa.
Lito, whoa. And every time that song plays on the radio, I think of Lito Shepard, 102 yards, pick six. And then I turn the radio down and I start to sing it, and I can see him flying down the field. Touchdown, Eagles.
The memories. What a great series. The Eagles and the Cowboys, and that, of course, continues on Sunday. First place on the line in the NFC East. We will discuss that and some memories from a player's perspective. What does Cowboys Week mean? We're coming right back on Eagles Live. Ike Reese joins us in studio.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm going to miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
You got here and five special teams tackles in your first game as an Eagle. I mean, it seemed like ending up here, where you've been now for a while, it seems like this was a good fit.
Yeah, Philadelphia's definitely been a good fit. I was lucky and fortunate, you know, to get the call midway through my second season on the practice squad in Minnesota, and never knew if I was going to get an opportunity to play.
Well, it's Dallas Cowboys week, and that is something special for the man to my left, former Eagles linebacker and current WIP, 94 WIP.
There you
host,
go, yeah.
As well
yeah.
as the host of our game plan show, Ike Reese. Ike, is it a – I know you get caught in it because you're with the fans all the time. Mm-hmm. You feel the enthusiasm, don't you?
Oh, no doubt about it. And it's been a while since we had an important Dallas Cowboy game.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about first place being on the line. The fans are jacked up about this game. The Cowboys are relevant for a change. Mm-hmm.
They're very so, good, actually. Yeah, they're a very good team.
They are very good, particularly on that offensive side of the football. And you can feel the energy through the airwaves, taking callers. The Cowboys are still at the top of the list of Eagles fans of the team they most hate.
What about for you as a player, the experience of learning how to dislike the Cowboys and then carrying that through to the airwaves and dealing with the fans?
Yeah.
Has it changed your perspective?
It really has. And you talk about that learned behavior. I really did have to learn. I didn't grow up hating the Cowboys, but once you get drafted by the Eagles, you quickly find out, if you listen to this fan base, who's the team they most want to beat each and every year. And the playing the Dallas Cowboys have always been special to me. Playing under Andy Reid, it was his first win against the Dallas Cowboys. I always look back at the key game that got us started on our run.
Pickle juice.
It was the pickle juice game, the opening game of 2000, when we went down there and Deuce rushed for over 200 yards. Mm-hmm. So the Dallas Cowboys hold a special place in my heart. Now, I will say this. During my time here as an Eagle, we pretty much manhandled the Cowboys every year.
So, that's my man.
That was good. We manhandled the Cowboys. I have a winning record against this team. But because they are looked upon so favorable nationally, you always enjoy beating this team. You always enjoy beating this team.
Is that why you think Eagles fans dislike the Cowboys so much? Because the rest of the country deems them America's team, and they carry themselves in such a manner, and they've got to be bigger and fancier and shinier than everyone else?
I think that's the number one reason. You're talking about a blue-collar town, a town that, you know, they admire the athletes. They put the hard hat on, carry the lunch pail to work, and just do their jobs. And first of all, this is the birthplace of America here in Philadelphia. Right. So to call the Dallas Cowboys America's team, that's definitely a slap in the face. But it makes it that much more enjoyable when you're dominating them as America's team, quote unquote.
Well, it is time to get back to dominating the Dallas Cowboys and Eagles. We'll try to start that again on Sunday with, we think it looks like, that's what they're saying, Nick Foles potentially at the quarterback position. Your read on Nick here, who's played so well these last two games.
I'm excited. I really am. And I know, you know, being on the radio, we love to keep the quarterback controversy thing stirred.
We call it a conversation going. The building, okay? It's not a controversy.
But here's the thing, though. It's if you want to look at it as a problem, it's a great problem to have. I think you have two quarterbacks that are capable of running this offense. The guy who's getting lost in all this is the offensive coordinator slash head coach, who's doing a great job of calling plays and recognizes the strength and weaknesses of both guys and plays to them. I feel totally confident with Nick Foles behind the center. He's coming off one of his best games against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Quarterback rating of 130+. He seems calm, cool, collective in the pocket. And most importantly, his teammates seem to respond to him being behind the center. They don't look at it as, this is the backup quarterback, and oh my God, it's not Michael Vick. They're pretty much saying, hey, let's keep this thing going. We got a guy in here that can move the ball.
What about the scheme that you love? Why is it work? I mean, 30-plus points is almost commonplace anymore with this football team. Fifth in the league in scoring. Getting the ball up and down the field with regularity like we've never, I think, seen here in Philadelphia, at least on a consistent basis. Is it the scheme? What do you like about it, Ike?
I love how it incorporates the entire offense. You know, you look around the league today and so many offenses are geared to their best player. You know, they want to focus on him, getting him the football, which is very understandable. The Eagles have multiple weapons, great running back, great receiver, but they also know how to use the other parts of the offense. And I think that's what I love about, you know, this offense and Chip Kelly is that the offense isn't geared towards one person. It focuses on moving the football, who's the open man, who has the advantage in their one-on-one matchup. And the quarterbacks, both guys, have done a great job of really facilitating the ball and getting the ball to those guys. So, and what I'm loving within the last 2 weeks is that they moved the ball between the 20s in all six games. Now they're getting touchdowns in the red zone. And I'm noticing different plays. You can see where Chip's imprint on the offense is starting to come out. And it certainly looked like it's an unstoppable offense.
Well, yeah, and I think the Cowboys, I mean, the way you look at this game here, the Cowboys' offense is so potent that this offense is going to have to score a lot of points.
You're going to need points. Yeah. And the quarterback play, which I think has been really the most consistent position on the offense all year, you can't turn the football over. You're going to score points against this Cowboys defense. The Cowboys' offense is very potent. They're going to put points up. But I tell you, Dave, I go into every game, and I'm surprised when you don't score touchdowns. Yeah. You're not hoping to score. I'm surprised when they don't score touchdowns.
Is that because of the way the NFL is these days? Is that the way? Is it because the Eagles' offense is just that good? I mean, what's your read there?
I think part of it is the NFL, and obviously they want points on the board, but I don't want to discredit what Chip and this offense is doing. I think a lot of it is the offense, the design of the plays, the quarterback decision making, particularly over the last 2 weeks. You clearly are seeing that they're getting the ball in the end zone. The last couple of years, the red zone has been an issue. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. You have to score touchdowns. They're scoring touchdowns. And what I like is from week one to where you are today, you can see the offense, the team as a whole, really gradually getting better. They're getting better each week.
Are you seeing that from the defense? Are you seeing things come together a little bit? This is going to be a huge challenge.
I really am, man. And I was with Billy Davis when he was saying, trust me, and right. wait. And I know a lot of people were saying, are you kidding me? You're giving up this amount of yards, you're giving up points. Well, they are getting better incrementally. You can see them. You can see the defensive line up front, the way they played the run last week against Tampa. I mean, Cedric Thornton has been your best defensive lineman. Bradley Fletcher over the last 2 weeks doesn't say a whole lot. He's not looking for attention. But my goodness, he's around the football the last 2 weeks making plays. Captain in the middle, D'Amico Ryans, love what he's been doing in there. He's steady at a rock, steady as a rock. And the rest of the guys around him, the young guys, you see that they're not making the same mistakes. I'll tell you another guy who I've noticed has gotten better. He's taking a lot of heat. That's Nate Allen.
Yeah.
He's not making spectacular plays, but he's making the solid plays, and he's not hurting your defense. You can tell he's playing with a lot more confidence the last 3 weeks as opposed to the first 3 weeks of the season. And people forget, in 1999, we were a much better team the second half of the season than we were the first half of the season, where I remember us getting shut out by Buffalo. We lost to Carolina 33-7. Second half of the season, we win 3 out of the 8 games, mm-hmm. and that momentum carried us in to the next year. So that's what you want when you get a new coach. You want to be a better team in the second half of the season than you were in the first half, and I'm definitely noticing that with the Eagles now.
The theme of the week is beat Dallas.
Yes.
Ike Reese, the birthday boy this week. 40 years
that?
Of age?
40 years young, brother. 40 years young.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Dave.
You look like you still play. Ike Reese in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha!
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
It all starts in this group right here. Right here. You set the tempo the whole game. This group right here.
Let's
go.
Hit them out, guys.
Go.
Line, B-line.
Trenches on three.
Line, baby. Trenches
on three. 1, 2, 3.
Our mindset going into this Giants game was just get it done attitude. We had a great week of preparation, and it was just a good feeling in the air all throughout the week.
We control our own destiny. Ain't too much more talking, baby. It's time to play football. Here we go. Hey, you don't believe.
It is time now for one of my favorite parts of the week, the Amoroso's On the Menu segment. Guys, the Eagles come back to Lincoln Financial Field after three road games. That means on Sunday it is time to tailgate. And thanks to our good friends at Amoroso's, we've got the recipe for you. Make sure you go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Fan Zone, Amoroso's On the Menu, and vote for your favorite Amoroso's recipe of the month. Now, what we've got here, it's a whopper and it's a delicious one. It is called the Bunch Formation. And what we have here is a mix of Dietz and Watson bacon, tomato, slices of tomato, and avocado. Yummy! Some Dietz and Watson jalapeno jack cheese. And of course, to make it all come together beautifully and deliciously, the Amoroso's Italian roll. Now, this is just one. The recipe is for four. So make sure you do it. Put the slice of jack cheese on the bread. Divide the bacon, tomato, avocado slices among each roll and add another slice of cheese. Four sandwiches together. I'm going to enjoy this, guys. Make sure you vote for your favorite recipe of the month, the Amoroso's Combine, and make sure you win a chance to attend an Eagles game. So get to the Fan Zone now. I'm going to eat this sandwich. You are going to check out our pre-snap read. It's Adam Kaplan, Greg Cosell. It's really an educational opportunity for you. You hear all these Tampa 2 and Cover 2 and empty sets and this. What does it all mean on defense? Let's take a peek into the world of the defensive lingo.
94 down, 51 Mike. White 20. White 20 set.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 7 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends in the National Football League. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we talk about trends and coverages in the National Football League. Talk about en vogue. I mean, we could start with Cover 2. Then there's the Tampa 2. Then there's two-man. There's so many different coverages in the National Football League. Greg, when you look at it, we've got the Cover 2. We've got Tampa 2. Is there a difference between the two?
There is. And it's funny because this week the Eagles play the Cowboys. And Monty Kiffin is well known for Tampa 2 back in the day with Tony Dungy in the mid-90s with the Bucs. But what's interesting when you watch the Cowboys, they don't play a lot of that at all. In fact, only 23% of all the dropbacks they faced this year have they played Cover 2. They're not really a Cover 2 team. But having said that, let's just talk about the difference. Okay, Cover 2, Tampa 2, you have two deep safeties. That's the critical part, okay? Two deep safeties, they cannot let anything get over their heads. The difference is, in Tampa 2, you have a middle linebacker who will run down the middle
The hole player. Brian Urlacher.
There you go. Right. He's the hole player. So he becomes almost a third deep defender. He's not playing anybody. He's just running back to a spot, to a landmark, as we say. And that used to be what Monty Kiffin did, that players, the underneath defenders, there would be five of them, they would go to landmarks. Tampa 2 and Cover 2 have changed in the NFL. Hmm. Teams don't run to landmarks anymore. They have their players match up to the routes that come into their area.
Ah,
so it's more of matchup zone based, even though it's still Cover 2 or Tampa 2. It's not landmarks anymore. That's changed.
Now we talk about two man, which is, I mean, it seems like every team
plays it.
Underneath, two deep safeties. Greg, why do teams use it?
It's a great coverage. You know why? because your corners don't have to be great to play it, because they have help over the top with the two deep safeties. So what you can do in two man is your corners can basically undercut routes. They can allow the receiver to get on top of them because they have the help over the top with the safeties. And you know what that does, Adam? It cuts down passing lanes for the quarterback, because the corners, whether it's the outside corner, the slot corner, could be a linebacker on a tight end, is they can get underneath the receiver and take away the passing lane and make the throws much more difficult. It really puts a premium on receivers running precise routes and quarterbacks making very accurate ball location throws.
And Greg, two-man obviously is a big-time coverage. We see almost every team doing it, but man-free is one that we don't talk a lot about.
Yeah, man-free is a little different because you only have one deep safety and he's in the middle of the field. So that places different demands on corners. They can't necessarily undercut routes because there's only one deep safety. Man-free puts much greater demands on your corners, on linebackers, on anybody who's playing man coverage, and it's a particularly tough coverage if you're going to play against a team that has a really good receiving tight end, because then you can get stuck with perhaps a linebacker. Now, a lot more teams play dime with six DBs, so they can get a DB on a tight end,
which is kind of being in vogue because the tight end position has exploded lately. Now, when we look at athletes, you look at Tony Romo, Michael Vick. What kind of pressure does this put on the secondaries, and how do you handle it?
Yeah, you see a lot more quarterbacks that run, and not necessarily, and we're not just talking about the Russell Wilsons, you know, the Colin Kaepernick, even an Aaron Rodgers, okay? We saw Mike Glennon this past week run on a 3rd and 14 for 16 yards. Now, no one's going to say he's mobile, but the Eagles were in a man-based coverage, so there was room for him to run. So what you're seeing against mobile quarterbacks, you saw the Cowboys do it against RG3 last week. I've seen a lot of teams do it with Russell Wilson and Kaepernick, is they play a man-free type coverage, but they take that second safety and he moves into what we call sort of a lurk robber or sometimes a spy position. You can do it with a safety, or you can do it with a linebacker who sort of drops back. The Cardinals have been very, very good at this. They did it against Cam Newton a few weeks ago, another mobile quarterback, where they used Darrell Washington to spy and to mirror Cam Newton, and Darrell Washington's a terrific athlete. So what teams are doing is getting a player, either a safety or a linebacker, in position where they can react to the quarterback running.
There's no question about it. We've seen some of those spies where there was lurkers, like Derek Johnson with the Chiefs, like Donald Butler of the Chargers, and Wesley Woodard, that athletic linebacker.
Really athletic.
You and I have been talking about him since he was an undrafted free agent out of what, Eastern Kentucky or Kentucky?
Just Kentucky.
Kentucky.
And I was on him, as you recall.
I remember that.
I really liked him coming out, and he was undrafted.
Well, Greg, great information out of you. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
34 down, 51 white. White 20. White 27.
Very good stuff there from Greg and Adam. Thanks for that. And hope you learned a little something there. When we return, we take some phone calls from you. 215-339-6709. It's Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. Lots and lots to get to. Brent Celek coming up in studio as well on this Thursday in South Philadelphia. We thank you for joining us. We're coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties, the stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Guaranteed. with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me?
Your home for the most high sports, Xfinity.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
All right, welcome back. Welcome you back, Dave Spadaro here. Time to take some phone calls. We're talking Eagles, Cowboys, and the rivalry that gets renewed again on Sunday. Jeff in West Virginia joins us. Jeff, thanks for calling.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm really excited about this game coming up Sunday.
Tell me why.
Well, I hope old Riley Cooper steps up like he did last week, and I'm looking forward to seeing this defense go up against Romo.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a challenge. We're watching some work at practice. Nick Foles taking the reps this morning, or this afternoon with the ones, I suppose, as he was yesterday. We'll see Michael Vick trying to get some more work in today. I think the defense will have its biggest challenge other than, of course, the Peyton Manning game. I think Dallas, even without DeMarco Murray, Jeff, they throw the ball so well. They've got so many weapons. Going to be a great challenge. I want to see how much better this defense has become since Denver.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I expect a lot of points scored. You got a prediction for me, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say it's going to be 28-17 Eagles.
Well, thank you very much for the call. I would expect then, if the Eagles only give up 17 points, everybody be pretty fired up about this group on the defensive side. We are looking at practice this morning. Michael Vick going through his warm-ups along with Nick Foles, Matt Barkley at the quarterback position. Who plays on Sunday? We do not know. There's no official word. The Eagles will update the injury situation after practice today. Chip Kelly saying before practice that perhaps Vick will step up his workload just a bit in today's practice. Vick has said that he thinks the injury is a bit worse than he originally thought. I mean, all indications are that it might be tough for Michael to play this weekend, but we'll see. See how things heal. James in Maryland joins us on Eagles Live. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. It's a great day for the Eagles, but the thing I have a question for is, like, I live in Maryland, and the game doesn't air, and I was, like, I remembered that there's no game on Channel 4, and I was wondering how would that. Like,
I don't know what the regional game is down there. I know that the Fox number one broadcast team is in for this game.
Okay.
Sports bar? Anybody? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, Nick Foles, I mean, he's very good. It's just Michael Vick is named the starter, so why not just keep Michael Vick when he comes healthy?
Yeah. I mean, James, that's Chip. You know, Chip has really resisted any invitations to speak about the future, the hypothetical situation. All he knows is that whoever's available, that's who he's going to play with. So if Michael's available to play at 100%, when that happens, we will see. I don't know. If Nick Foles has a great game again on Sunday and the Eagles beat the Cowboys, and then we're going to have to find out what Chip Kelly's thinking. Where is he leaning? I don't know the answer to that. But the good news is the Eagles have two quarterbacks. James, give me a prediction for Sunday.
37-27.
37-27. All right, James. Hey, good luck finding the game, bro.
All right.
Get to a television. Make sure you do. And make sure you follow it on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got the kickoff show. We've got the halftime report. We're going to have quarterly updates on the app. So wherever you are, you can follow the Eagles through the Eagles, our digital network on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. Now, this Cowboys game is the next game, but let's take a look at the upcoming schedule for your Philadelphia Eagles. And that is presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Good schedule here. Couple of games in the NFC East for the Eagles as they wrap it up in October. And then a road game in Big O, Oakland. Going to be a tough one. Fox. Make sure you watch that game. All right, time to get your fantasy mind on. And to do that, we bring in our fantasy guru from fantasyguru.com. Mr. Joe Dolan is our fantasy spin.
Welcome inside the fantasy spin on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan of fantasyguru.com. And Joe, we start today with the offensive player of the week in the NFC, the reigning guy. That would be Nick Foles, who's coming off a game when he almost threw for 300 yards, threw three touchdown passes, added one on the ground. What is Foles' fantasy value this week and then moving forward?
Well, actually, Bo, I think Nick Foles does have fantasy value if he's going to be the starting quarterback in Philadelphia. And the main reason, the Eagles are averaging over 400 yards of offense. They're third in the NFL in total offense. They've gained over 400 yards each and every week. That's been consistent with Michael Vick. Now it's been consistent with Nick Foles. Against Dallas this week, it's a phenomenal matchup. The Cowboys secondary has not performed up to expectations. Morris Claiborne has been a huge disappointment. And Nick Foles, if he plays the way he played against the Giants, and especially the way he played against the Buccaneers, I don't see why the Eagles can't score a ton of points. I have gotten to the point where whoever is starting at quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, I have full faith in this offense. That quarterback is going to put up numbers. Nick Foles, Michael Vick, whoever it is, and if Nick Foles is still out there on your waiver wire, you need a backup or you have a guy who has been disappointing, go get Nick Foles. He answered every question I had about him last week.
Riley Cooper had his first game topping 100 yards receiving last week. Is he a guy on your radar?
We kind of get this question each and every week about the Eagles' secondary receivers, and I think the problem with those guys is that they kind of change every week. Is it going to be Jason Avant? Is it going to be Riley Cooper? And I think the concern I have right now, Bo, is the fact that the Eagles are starting to mix in Zach Ertz a little bit more. His snaps have gone up pretty much every week this season, and I think the Eagles realize that their best chance for a dynamic weapon outside of DeSean Jackson is at the tight end position with Brent Celek and Zach Ertz. So Riley Cooper, while he had a great game, and I think he's very important to this offense and important to Nick Foles or Michael Vick's fantasy value, I don't really know if he's a guy who I'm going to go out chasing on the waiver wire just because he's coming off a huge game.
DeMarco Murray for the Cowboys, the running back, went down with an injury. Sounds like Joseph Randall is the guy who's going to get the bulk of those carries. Where is he on your running back rankings this week?
Well, Joseph Randall kind of slots in a little bit lower than I would have slotted DeMarco Murray this week, and the reason is it's going to be opportunity. He was getting first-team reps in practice this week, and it's coincidental because when I watched Joseph Randall, even before the NFL draft, I thought he was a guy who reminded me of DeMarco Murray. He's a straight-line power guy who can catch the ball a little bit, and I think he'll slide in really well into this Dallas Cowboy offense.
One of the other big injuries came in Green Bay. Randall Cobb goes down at wide receiver. A lot of guys at wide receiver are maybe injury stashes for the future. What is the time when you're going to start looking at picking up a guy like Percy Harvin?
I think it's right now, Bo, and the fact of the matter is you have to start planning for your playoffs right now. If you're 500, around 500, if you're in the driver's seat, now is the time to go look at a guy like Percy Harvin. Go look at a guy like Michael Crabtree. And then obviously you can go look at running backs as well. Shane Vereen, Andre Brown of the Giants. These guys are coming off IR within the next few weeks and month or so. And these guys can be major helps to your roster down the stretch. Obviously Shane Vereen's an interesting guy because he had a huge game in week one. And the Patriots have struggled to replace his receiving production out of the backfield since then. So I think there's a number of guys who are currently injured who might be on your waiver wire. Now is the time to stash them, probably for somebody who's been disappointing on your bench so far.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.
Thank you very much, boys. Time to get to some phone calls. 215-339-6709. Robert in Arizona joins us. Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's up, Dave? How's it going?
It's going great, buddy. How are you? We take a look at practice here. How are you today?
I'm good, man.
Good.
I'm good.
What's happening?
I just got a question. What's up with James Casey? Why doesn't he get a lot of time?
Well, I mean, it seems fairly cut and dried. I mean, first of all, he's hurt right now. He's got the groin injury. That's a slow injury to come back from. But prior to that, obviously not getting a lot of time. Simply, they did not expect to have the opportunity to draft Zach Ertz. And when they saw Ertz on the board in round two, I mean, they had him rated very highly, and they couldn't pass him up. And he quickly became the number two tight end. And so James is the number three tight end, and they really haven't played three tight ends.
Okay, okay. Because I think we need him involved in the Cowboys game in order to be successful, get DeJon some help. I don't really trust Riley Cooper that much to have another breakout game like that.
I mean, you're not going to get four catches and 120 yards from Riley Cooper every week, agreed. But when the opportunities are there, this Dallas defense has struggled big time, big time. And let's hope the struggles continue on Sunday.
Right. Well, I got a prediction.
Yes, sir.
I got 34-21.
All right. Good stuff. Hey, Robert, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
It's interesting. James Casey, when he signed here, the Eagles, I mean, they clearly went out and made a big move to get Casey from the Houston Texans. There he is out there working. And he just hasn't been part of the rotation. He's been patient. He's worked hard. He's a good football player. They just really feel good about Brent Celek and Zach Ertz. When Casey gets called upon, he, I'm sure, will be ready to deliver. Gary in Southwest Florida joins us. Gary.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good day to you, sir. How are you?
Oh, great. Hey, good. You know, I'm getting a little annoyed with these people that want to take Michael Vick and put him on second string. This guy puts up numbers. He gets the yards. He doesn't play defense. And when the Eagles' defense started playing a little better, it made Foles look really good. But, you know, people were outscoring the Eagles. And when they stopped outscoring the Eagles with the big numbers, you know, Michael's going to come back in there and do the same thing. You know, he's – and, of course, he gives you that added dimension, and not that Foles isn't better in the pocket. He very well may be because of his height, you know. But
right.
Anyway, it's a little annoying, but
– Well, look, I mean, until he's healthy to play, it's a moot point anyway, so –
Yeah, it is, but I'm just a Michael Vick fan, and I like
– As am I.
As well, but – I don't know. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a prediction for the score.
Yes, please do.
I like Dallas to get 3 field goals and a touchdown. What's that equal? 16 points?
Yes.
And we'll take 28.
28-16. A little bit lower scoring than I thought, Gary.
Take it to the bank.
You are the bank master. Gary from Southwest Florida, we thank you for the telephone call.
Take care.
Good stuff. We're watching a little bit of live practice there as the Eagles get warmed up. We'll have the official injury update, who participated and to what extent in practice after practice. Reminder, after practice, Nick Foles, Michael Vick, slated to meet the media once again. So you want to hear about the quarterbacks, we'll find out after practice. When we return to Eagles Live, tight end Brent Celek. We're talking about the tight ends here. Another big game for Celek on Sunday. Eagles offense is rolling. Another week for the Cowboys. Celek's been around long enough to appreciate what's going on. He visits us in studio when we return on Eagles Live.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles tight end Brent Celek as the Eagles prepare for the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Brent, you know, it's funny. I've been talking to all these veterans and former players who talk about the big deal it is to play the Cowboys. And in their minds, you know, as the years have gone by, they were told by the veterans how important it was to play the Cowboys. Are you finding that to be part of your role this week to tell these young pups that the Cowboys are a really big deal in this town?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me when I first came in was just seeing the fans on that game day.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what really gets you going is that day, walking out of that tunnel, seeing everyone go nuts, and then, you know, just hearing them during the game, you realize how big of a rivalry it is.
So it really doesn't hit a player generally until
– I mean,
I like to hear that because I like to hear that the fans do – impact players.
Yeah, I mean, because I can sit there and tell a younger player all day long, hey, this is what it's going to be like. This is what it's going to be like. But if it's not that when you get out on the field, then you're going to be like, whatever.
Right.
But once you feel that from the fans, you feel the energy inside that stadium, that's it, man.
Does it happen during the week in the days leading up? You know, you're out and about. You do your radio show. You do this, that. Fans come up to you and say, hey, boy, Brent, please beat the Cowboys this week.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it around town. Everyone's excited for this weekend. You know, anytime you're walking around, people will stop you and say, hey, you know, you win one, win this week.
Right.
So you can feel how important it is.
To me, 3-3 this year feels totally different than 3-3 last year. The team started 3-1 last year, lose to Pittsburgh, lose to Detroit. You know, it was just kind of, you felt it, boy, the season might be going in the wrong direction. I feel like this season right now is going in the right direction. You feel a big difference?
Yeah, I feel a little bit of a difference. I mean, we just got to keep working every single week and mm-hmm. take it game by game. And I think if we do that, we'll be fine.
Is it hard to do that in the NFL? Is it hard to?
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even know who we play next week.
Right, right.
That's
great.
That's our mindset is that, hey, listen, all we're worried about right now is the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're done playing the Cowboys, then it's on to the next one, whoever that may be.
When did you learn that approach? Have you always been that way in football?
I would say in college I wasn't that way, but ever since I've been in the NFL, for sure.
Yeah, you can't look ahead because you might not be here in 3 days. Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Cowboys' defense. They have had some troubles.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Ware looking like he's not going to play, which is going to be a strange thing not seeing, and a welcome thing not seeing number 94 out there.
Yeah, he he's a great competitor. I always like playing against DeMarcus, but I'm sure them as a defense will miss him. But they've got some good players that have stepped up and came in his place. So they've got a good linebacking crew, great back end. They're going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know how this week is.
Sure. I mean, and you know, it doesn't matter who's on the field. In the NFL, everybody's a great player, and they did a good job against the Washington Redskins on Sunday night. Let's talk about the Eagles' offense and how you're fitting in and how you like it and – man, oh, man, this team scores a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, I love this offense. I continue to say it over and over again. The communication is the biggest thing.
When you say you went from the sidelines to the
– Yeah, and how the plays get communicated, how fast things can get done. Just different than anything I ever thought of. But, playing inside the system, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you can line up in any position at any time. Yeah, we've been scoring some points too.
Brent, do you feel like you have it down 1,000% that the every check, every change, every sign, every signal that you've got completely embedded in your mind?
Well, I think what's different about this offense is ever evolving. So from week to week, it just gets, a little bit different, a little more complex, and it's good.
I remember reading
defenses on their toes.
It's interesting you say that. I remember reading that. And I forget who said it, but somebody called Chip Kelly conservative. I think it was maybe during the San Diego game. Has Chip Kelly become a conservative coach in the NFL? And it's kind of a preposterous statement because I compare him to the Jim Johnson of offensive coaches in the sense that it's always changing. It's always growing. It's always, as you say, evolving.
Yeah, that's all I can really say about it is that it's constantly changing. If there's a mistake one week, coach changes it and moves on. And I think that's what guys respect about him.
When you hear Michael Vick speak so highly of Nick Foles and Matt Barkley, and you hear Nick Foles speak so highly of Michael Vick and Matt Barkley, that has to kind of help the rest of the locker room. The camaraderie, Brent, for a team that with so many new faces, with a new coach, it really does seem to have come together very nicely, very quickly.
I mean, when you hear that type of stuff, that to me, that's the definition of team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone working towards one goal. And, it's a great thing.
How have you played this year?
I think I've played pretty well. I've played a lot better, definitely in the blocking game, than I have in the years past.
Great. All right, we have a little feature. We call it our Geico Ask an Eagle a Question. And the question to you here, Brent, is what is it like to be in this high-octane offense, and how different is it from anything that you've ever been part of?
Well, the tempo is a lot different. Just for the fact that they can communicate the plays a lot faster. Obviously, you can run the plays a lot faster. So the time in between plays is a lot shorter. And, it's a little harder on your lungs, but it's good. Yeah. You get used to it.
You're conditioning it at an all-time high from that standpoint?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's all working, huh?
Yeah.
You bought in right away?
I did.
It wasn't like a, hey, boy, this is so new, I wanted to see what it's like. It was, let's make this thing.
I think anytime you have change in your life, you've got to buy in. If you don't, then you're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing the team a disservice. I mean, you've got to give it a chance, and you've got to buy in 100%. Otherwise, the guy can never have his system be implemented.
Right.
It will never work.
Right.
Unless people buy in.
Yeah. And everybody seems to have bought in. The results speak for themselves. Eagles, two straight wins with the Dallas Cowboys coming to town. Big NFC East game on Sunday. Brent Celek, go get him.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Brent. In studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties, the stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
You, Jones.
That's me.
You're home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
Ready for a little fun?
you could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you on this busy Thursday here at the NovaCare Complex. Reminder that at about 1:45-ish, Michael Vick, Nick Foles will meet the media. We'll have that live for you here on our digital network on PhiladelphiaEagles.com on the official Eagles app. So make sure you tune in wherever you are. Get the very latest live on the Eagles quarterback situation. Now, in today's game plan segment, Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese talk about the main man in the Dallas Cowboys passing arsenal. Dez Bryant, number 88, is the real deal. The Eagles have a handful coming their way on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.
Ike, the Eagles have to get ready for a man-child at wide receiver for the Cowboys. There's no other way to say it, but Dez Bryant right now is the focal point of their offense, as he should be, because he is just a freak in every sense of the word.
Yeah, you talk about size, athleticism. There's not a weakness to Dez Bryant's game. Once he's gotten his head straight, there's not a weakness to his game.
And they're featuring him right now. Here he is on a shallow cross right now, and really the linebacker, Nate Irving, is going to try and pick him up right now. But he's a guy that can flat out run away from you. They put him in a lot of different positions, and then really after the catch, he might be the most dangerous guy in the league right now.
And that's why it's hard to defend him. I mean, it's hard to find where he's going to be at in each formation. They don't mind putting him inside. They'll run across the middle on short routes, deep routes. They're just looking for matchup advantages. And when you're talking about a guy making plays after he makes the catch, I don't know if there's a better receiver in football right now after he gets the ball in his hands.
Here he is against Brandon Flowers, and he kind of runs a little stutter and go right here, just trying to get a little separation from the Chiefs' best cornerback.
He bodies right here. He gets just a little separation from Flowers, and then here's where his athleticism is on display. He lays out for this pass. I mean, this is a big guy. This is not a small guy laying out for this pass. This is a big receiver that is a freak athlete.
Really, you have to always know where 88 is at, because they're going to line up all over the place. Here he is in a stack route combination right now, going to run just a little curl in. But, I mean, they're always trying to find a way, whether it's out of a stack, move him in motion, to try to free him up, because he is their number one option.
Yeah, he's their best option. And the thing that I realize as you continue to watch Dez Bryant, the Rams do a great job here of gang tackling him. Once he catches the ball, making the tackle has to be a top priority. You got to get as many hats around him as possible. He has that punt return ability in him, so he knows how to make guys miss once he catches the football.
I mean, the Cowboys are tilting the offensive line over here. They've got one receiver out here, and it's Dez Bryant. This play is going to him all the way. They sell the play action, and here he comes on really just a dig route. But this ability to finish the play, Ike, is what, if you're the defense, you have to watch these plays, and you have to say, we can't let him get started right now. Because this is his ability to finish.
Yeah, the play isn't over once he catches the ball. For him, the play is just beginning. It can be a 5-yard catch, a 10-yard catch. He's always looking for the big play, the yards after the catch.
The Cowboys right now, they've put up a lot of points. They're scoring a lot of touchdowns. And they're, I think, the second best team right now in the league in the red zone. And one of the reasons is because of his ability just to win and finish out here. You can't defend this any better. So how you play the ball in the air this Sunday may determine the outcome of this game.
Yeah, discipline by the corners will be needed Sunday. Bradley Fletcher, Kerry Williams. You got to watch Dez Bryant's waist. You got to be able to watch his eyes. When he's going up for the football, he's fighting you for it. I mean, he's fighting for the ball in the
air. Even if he's going up like that, Ike, I mean, your ability to finish, to strip, to get that ball out of his hands. He's got strong hands now.
Yeah.
But to just get that ball out, you know, before the play is over.
Yeah, and you've watched Bradley Fletcher the last couple weeks be able to execute that sort of technique where it looks like the receiver's going to make the catch, but he's able to get his hand in there at the last second.
And look, let's be frank, one of the reasons why they brought Bradley Fletcher in and Kerry Williams, they wanted bigger corners, longer arm corners to be able to handle ex-receivers like Dez Bryant.
Yeah, this will be the best test for this secondary coming up against Dez Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, tune in to the Eagles game plan show on 6 ABC, 12:05 a.m. Saturday night and 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, of course, available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. On demand. Now it's time to take a listen to what the Cowboys have to say. First up, quarterback Tony Romo, what a season he's having. 14 touchdown passes through six games. Explosive in the passing game. He comes to Philadelphia, perhaps without running back DeMarco Murray, facing an Eagles defense that's gotten quite a bit better. Tony Romo, his weekly conference call with Philadelphia reporters.
Scheme-wise, they're teaching them to do a lot of different things. They might be as diverse as any team we've gone against in the amount of stuff they do. Now, that can be a really tough thing to go against, but at the same time, it could also, allow people to be in positions that they may not have prepared for. So there's a lot of stuff. It could be a big challenge, and I think it will be a good challenge for us. Their front's playing well. They're getting after the quarterbacks. They push the pocket well. They got some good pass rushers, and we'll have to account for that. You look at it, they're playing out of a little bit of a 3-4 front, so they're really having almost five pass rushers on the field a lot of the game. And, they'll get to their nickel packages and different things, but they like to dog and blitz. I mean, this is what they're going to hang their hat on. They're going to come after the quarterback, and you got to have a plan to be able to counter that. You got to protect it up, and then you got to throw screens and get the things that are going to give them trouble. And we got to have a plan like that that's going to come out and do those things against them, because they're going to try and come after us. We know that, and I think it'll be an enjoyable game to be a part of for everybody, hopefully, if you can come out with a win. I think, they're obviously doing some good things, putting up the yards then, and I think they're leading the league in rushing, right now. So, obviously, whatever they're doing is doing – they're doing it at a high level. So, you just have to go out there as our defense and try and get stops. Quarterback community in general, you root for. You understand what it takes to play at a certain level week in, week out, and what it takes to continue to get better and improve and to help your football team win. It's not an easy job, but it's something you really enjoy and love. And I just appreciate people in general who will continually strive to get better and improve and then go out there and actually do it. And, so quarterbacks in general, I root for Nick, Michael Vick, and, all those guys. You're always rooting for them to succeed.
14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Eagles got a slow Tony Romo on Sunday. Jason Garrett, Dallas head coach, also meeting with Philadelphia reporters. His conference call and brings in a banged-up Cowboys team. Still a very dangerous group of Dallas Cowboys, injuries and all, on Sunday.
Oh, I think Tony's had a really good start to the season. He's made a lot of plays for us, and hasn't made that many mistakes. And, the best indicator of that is the interception total versus the touchdown total. It's been very positive for us. But Tony makes a lot of other plays that are a little bit not quite as recognizable. And I think he's done that, consistently throughout the first six games of the year. And, again, he's running our offense well. He has a comfort level with it, and I think he's playing very efficiently. I'm not really one to compare players or quarterbacks with other guys around the league. There are a lot of great quarterbacks in this league, and we're excited to have Tony Romo as our. I think first and foremost, you're preparing for the scheme and what they want to run and the different things they want to do. And then within that, you start talking about the players and how they're using the players. And when you have two quarterbacks like that who have been really effective for them, working through the scheme and working through the different progressions they have in the passing game. But then you get a guy who's as dynamic as he is with his feet, like Michael Vick is and has been for a long time. And then you get a guy like Foles who, makes more of his plays from the pocket. That challenges you in different ways. And, again, it starts with the scheme. They both run it very effectively, but they each have their own style within that scheme, and they make plays, doing things the way they do it. Oh, I think what they did at Oregon, they're certainly trying to bring there to Philadelphia. Just the base concepts of playing fast, being in spread type offenses and formations, and running the football. And You know, you saw that in college. It was very effective for them. They always ran a ton of plays up there. They play with a great tempo, and they're doing the same thing there in Philadelphia. And, again, a lot of spread-out formations, run the football, as good a running team as there is in the league right now, and then a lot of stuff off of that run, whether it's a quarterback run or some kind of a run action or play action pass, some kind of a naked. They're just really good at it, and they challenge you a lot of different ways.
From one head coach to another we go. Chip Kelly meeting the media earlier this morning, his press conference that we bring you the best of Chip from this Thursday morning.
I don't think any game, sometimes I've been in games and it's, you know, this one's going to be a stern defensive test, and it's, you know, 38-31 at half, and you're just like, that's not what I thought. So we don't go in that way. You know, I think we try to execute what we're trying to do offensively and defensively, and we see how the game goes. If we had to get to our fifth string quarterback like I did in 2007, then it may be somebody sitting in this room, and that would be ugly. So it's a little bit different. You know, when it happened to me at New Hampshire, we went to our backup who had been with us. You know, kind of the same thing. He was a redshirt freshman, so he'd been with us for, it was his second year, and he did an outstanding job. So, and the offense didn't change because Ricky had been with us the same amount of time, so it wasn't any different. You know, when you get down to after two or three, and then now you're got, you know, we had a couple young kids at that point in time. That becomes a little bit different, and then we did have to change slightly. So we're not doing any evaluation right now on what our team and 2014 is going to look like. Our sole focus is beating the Cowboys. So
could that be like a byproduct of him getting a chance to play?
Anything could be a byproduct, but I mean, our entire focus is on beating the Cowboys on Sunday. So Kerry's a highly competitive guy that wants to win in every situation he's in, whether it's on the practice field or against the Cowboys. You know, I think that's just, you know, one of Kerry's strong traits is his competitive nature, and we'd never do anything to try to diminish that. You know, I think that's what he's got an edge to him, and I think that's what Kerry's all about. And you know, it makes us better. I think it makes our receivers better. They know when we get in one-on-one situations in practice is that you better be prepared because he's going to play it like it's, you know, the ball's up in the Super Bowl. And that's an awesome thing to have. The more competitive guys you can have on your team, the better off you are. The combination of Dez with his size and speed, you know, there's sometimes we'll face a big receiver, but he doesn't have that top-end speed that Dez has, you know, or you're going to see somebody with top-end speed, but they don't have the size. So he certainly is a guy that is kind of unique in what his skill set is. Witten is just such another big, you know, 265-pound tight end that just has his sure hands. He's got a great understanding of the game. It seems like him and Romo are always on the same page. You know, and he seems like maybe he's a little bit like Tony's security blanket because he always knows where he is, and he always knows if he throws it in his direction, he's going to come and get that big catch. So I think it's unique. Sometimes you face a team that's got one guy. They certainly got two all pros, you know, in terms of Dez and Witten. And then you throw in, I think Williams is coming along, and I don't really know what the health of Austin is, but when you throw him into the mix, that passing attack overall, I think will be the real difficult challenge for us just because of how many weapons there are. You know, you just can't say, hey, if we double this guy, we're in good shape, because there's other guys out there that can hurt you.
We will have an update for you in about a half an hour. Michael Vick, Nick Foles, we'll meet the media. We'll get the post-practice report to you. Follow it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and on our official Eagles app. And Eagles Live returns on Monday. We take tomorrow and get ready for Sunday. We've got full coverage. Eagles, Cowboys, it starts at 11 o'clock. Our Eagles Television Network broadcast lineup comes your way. And then 12:30, the kickoff show, the halftime report. And then our postgame show presented by Rico. I'll be joined by the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter, and, of course, Adam Kaplan in studio as well. So we thank you for joining us today. Stay with us. Get back here often. And we're going to bring you the very latest. Who starts at quarterback? We may have an answer for you in just a little while when Michael Vick and Nick Foles meet the media. So be with us then. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.